For this week's Peace Bucket, we're joined by Dan Wilcox, a local poet who's also active with Veterans for Peace. And as usual, Veterans for Peace will be joining the annual Veterans Day a parade in the city of Albany. So Dan, why does Veterans for Peace join this parade every year?
Well, Mark, we started back in 1999 officially. Prior to that, a number of peace people had kind of jumped in at the tail end of the Memorial Day and Veterans Day parades in Albany in the 90s as a demonstration that there's a peace movement here in the city. But it occurred to us that in 1999, well, listen, we're a group that has veterans in its name. And so we felt we had a spot in the Veterans Day parade. So I called up the organizers at that time and broached the idea. And they eventually went along with it. I didn't have to do too much convincing. They seemed hesitant, but they're okay with it. And over the years, we built a pretty good relationship with the various veterans group that organizes. The idea that we want to do is insert into the parade, which is in many ways a celebration of militarism, to insert in that for the audiences along the side of the road the idea of peace and of the variety of people in the community who are peaceniks, shall we say, including veterans.
You mentioned people standing along the side of the parade route. I've noticed that those number of participants watching all type of parades from St. Patrick's Day onward seems to be decreasing in Albany. What type of turnout do you tend to get for the Veterans Day parade?
Well, we haven't done it for since 2019, obviously. But prior to that, the numbers have been going down, but a lot depends on the weather. There are a lot of people clustered down at the end of the parade down by the old education building on Washington Avenue. And that's where you get your biggest crowds down there, but you also get them at some of the other intersections along the way. I don't know, people, like any holiday, it becomes a day for shopping, I think.
Now, other than, the war against, Native Americans, the war in Afghanistan was the longest American war. And obviously a little bit chaotic how the United States eventually withdrew. How are veterans, sort of feeling about that whole Afghanistan situation in the Middle East at this point?
Well, what was interesting was after we've been marching in the parades for a few years, and then we had the start of the Iraq War. And I remember one veteran came up to us. He was with the other veterans groups, and he was a Green Beret in Vietnam. And he said, "I don't like what's going on over there in Iraq." He said, "I'm with you guys." So a lot of veterans, I don't think were happy about the invasion of Iraq. And of course, invasion of Afghanistan that happened even before that. A lot of them, I mean, I can't generalize, but I have heard comments from some members of your more traditional veterans organizations that they don't like those kind of wars.
And, have the, Veterans for Peace been, attracting, younger activists, as an outsider, you sort of get the sense that a lot of Veterans for Peace came out of the, the Vietnam era. How have younger, veterans returning, from the Middle East and elsewhere feel about, groups like Veterans for Peace? Are they joining in?
Well, I don't know the statistics, but I do see, number one, and some of the other groups that I've been involved with, like recently I was in a parade with the Saratoga Springs Veterans for Peace chapter. And there in that, there were a number of post-Vietnam veterans there, including women. Nationally, when I look at the, for example, the people running for the Veterans for Peace National Board, so a variety of ages. And again, there are some women involved and who served much later than the traditional Vietnam War type veterans like myself, difference in ages and ethnicity. So it seems to be fairly broad, although still heavily weighted for us older type veterans, I think.
Now at the march, are non-veterans that might be supportive of peace, are they able to join with Veterans of Peace if they want?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I will be sending out today a notice to all the various peace groups in the area and individuals that any like-minded people should be able to can join us. And actually, in Veterans for Peace, you do not have to be an actual military veteran in order to join. There is a level of membership called the Associates level.
Now, I understand you're also looking at a new campaign around Armistice Day. What's that about?
Well, this started a few years ago. Some individual chapters in Veterans for Peace started this campaign, and they're advocating people ringing bells on November 11th. And in some communities, they've actually instituted that, which was an old tradition. After World War I, which was called the War to End All Wars, in the United States, November 11th was designated in 1938, shall be a day dedicated to the cause of world peace and be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. Then in 1954, that was amended to change it to Veterans Day. The Veterans for Peace passed a proclamation in 2008 saying that it urges its members to adopt the procedure of honoring peace by focusing on bell ringing on Armistice Day. But more important, in the proclamation, it discusses the differences between Armistice Day, a day of peace, and Veterans Day, including, for example, that November date should be symbolized the nation's desire to hold to a peaceful future and away from war. And also that too often rhetoric and patriotic symbols are used instead of genuine compensation for the extraordinary sacrifices and services of military personnel. So the idea is to bring it back to a day of peace rather than just celebrating veterans. And the other part of it is in our modern wars today, most of the casualties are not military personnel, but are civilians. So we want it to be a day of peace.
So does Veterans of Peace, do any type of, lobbying or engagement, say, with Congress to sort of say, hey, change your priorities, focus a little bit more on peace, a little bit less on militarism?
Well, yeah. In fact, it's a very much localized structure. And so various chapters will take on themselves various projects to approach their members of Congress over these particular issues. I will have to say that Congressman Tonko has been very welcoming to Veterans for Peace in the past to discussing these issues. But also, if your listeners want to see what Veterans for Peace is doing, they can check out the website, veteransforpeace.org. And on there, there are a number of topics related to world peace and world justice. And let me just also say that Veterans for Peace, we take it as our mission to not only be involved in just the abolition of war and those kind of obvious peace, quote unquote, peace issues, but Veterans for Peace supports the environmental changes that we're looking for. We are support Black Lives Matter and racial and social and all kinds of economic justice. And you will see a Veterans for Peace flag, for example, flying when you have environmental demonstrations or when we have demonstrations for immigrants.
Well, Dan, we're out of time. Thank you very much. Veterans for Peace, Veterans Day participant in the march. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.